Chapter 5. When Jesse arrived at the station, he found reporters from the Paradise Daily News and the local TV station already camped out in front. They shouted questions at him as he walked by. Jesse called to Molly as he headed for his office. "Would you be so kind as to join me?" he said. "You forgot the good morning part," she said. She stood up and followed him inside. He was already seated at his desk, thumbing through his phone messages. "Courtney Cassidy," he said. "You got that right," Molly said. "Seems you busted Paradise's most notable debutante." Jesse didn't say anything. "The DA's office called. Marty Reagan is anxious to speak with you." "She's been put in a cell?" "And relishing every minute of it, too. For the last half hour, she's been hollering police brutality." Jesse selected one of the messages, picked up the phone, and dialed the number. "Jesse Stone from Mr. Reagan," he said. Marty Reagan picked up the call. "What in hell have you done?" Reagan said.
"Who, me?"
"Yes, you. I've gotten calls from half the lawyers at Cone Oaks. I gather she's in custody."
"She being..."
"Don't fuck around, Jesse. The Cassidys are out for bear."
"She ran a stop sign and nearly totaled two vehicles. She was texting at the time."
"And that's why you arrested her?"
"She did manage to break a few laws. Her old man's Richard Cassidy. I don't care if he's Hopalong Cassidy. The driver of the car she hit still hasn't regained consciousness."
"So what do you suggest I do?"
"Make her the poster girl for a no-texting-while-driving campaign."
"Which means?"
"Charge her to the full extent of the law. Alert the media. Request jail time and a hefty fine. Stir the pot. Seek the death penalty. You know, the usual."
"You mean the usual for people you don't particularly like?"
"Listen, Marty. We don't even know whether the other driver's going to survive. Things could turn out a whole lot worse for her if he doesn't."
"Don't exaggerate. In the meantime, the girl's 17, no priors, and she's exceptionally well-connected. Plus, I'm hearing that the guy's condition isn't that serious."
"So?"
"So none of this is going to fly, Jesse. Richard Cassidy has enormous influence in this town."
"You mean he throws his money around?"
"That too. She'll be out in less than an hour."
Jesse sighed. "Do the best you can, Marty," he said. "Don't hold your breath on this one, Jesse. Arraignment's at noon."
"Fast.
Money talks. You need me there?"
"You'd only make things worse."
"Gee, thanks," Jesse said.
"I'll call you," Reagan said.